Thank you, Lord. It's good to be back together again. Praise God. Amen. Another glorious Sunday. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord. Because the glory is here. Amen. The glory is here. What a confession. Hallelujah. What a testimony. What a declaration. What a proclamation. Because it's the truth. It's the absolute truth of God's word from heaven's perspective. The glory is here. Amen. We're coming back to what we began looking at last week, releasing the righteous roar. Just read our foundation scriptures, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Now may the God of peace sanctify you, make you holy. Awesome. Make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Isn't it awesome that he's coming again? Hallelujah. As the scripture declares, his coming is nearer now than when we first believed. Hallelujah. We don't know when it's going to be, but we do know that it will be, that he is coming. Hallelujah. But there's a lot to be done. There's a lot to be involved in. There's a lot to experience before then, I believe. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 18. In verse 14, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Sounds to me, from what we've just read there, that a strong spirit is something that we need to have. A strong spirit is essential. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember the divine order, spirit, soul, and body. May the God of peace himself sanctify you, set you apart, make you holy in every way. Amen. Glory to God. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless. Be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus spoke and he still speaks. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus speaks spirit words. Words that are spirit and are life. He speaks spirit words that are designed to receive from us a spirit response. A spirit response that will result in us living a life of overcoming faith. A life where we enjoy carefree. I know this doesn't sound very religious. But a life where we enjoy carefree super abundance. Now that's pretty awesome. Hallelujah. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. To sustain is defined as to strengthen or to support physically or mentally. Well, that's another thing that's really a big deal these days in our generation, the whole mental health issue. And of course, no one would deny that such a thing exists, that people do struggle in the area of mental health, and with all of the pressures that exist in our world in these days, that these things are intensified. But thank God that he has given us a solution. He has made provision. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To sustain means, or is defined as, to strengthen or to support physically or mentally. A strong spirit of a man sustains him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It can also mean to sustain can also mean to cause, to continue for an extended period or without interruption, or to bear pressure without breaking or falling. A strong spirit will keep our soul and our body strong. Hallelujah. Where does that life come from? It flows from our spirit, our born-again spirit. We'll just come to that in a minute. But you know, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. The life of God in us. You know, who knows the life of God in us will sometimes attract persecution. You know, when we begin to testify, when we begin to walk in the fullness of everything that God has provided, it gets the attention of our enemy, and it can attract persecution. And you know, the Bible says there's those who are taken captive by the devil to do his will, and people will sometimes come against you on the basis of your testimony. And all you're bringing, I've said to many people before, hey, I'm only bringing good news here. And yet people sometimes will respond and react very negatively to that good news. See, That's why it's important. It's so important that in these times that we always remember that we are over and not under. That we have heaven's perspective. That we understand our possession in Christ. That we are seated with Him in the heavenly places. Hallelujah! And what is He? He is the great intercessor for lost mankind. Amen. Hallelujah! So we're seated with Him there, and we're in that. We have our position in Him. We are here that also to intercede for those who are lost, even for those who would persecute us. The Bible says, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who persecute you, spitefully use you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in these times. The strong spirit of a man continues to bring forth the heart of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not over. Sorry, we're not under. We are over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy of our souls, he wants to come and he wants to steal that word from us. When he knows that he can steal the word from us, then he can kill that life and destroy God's image in us. But we need to understand, glory to God, he doesn't have to have any opportunity in our lives to steal that word from us. That word is our life source. Amen. Hallelujah. Count the word of God as the most precious thing. Hallelujah. Amen. God's presence, God's word, God's power, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. These things, these are the things that we must maintain. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put them number one. The presence of God, number one. And breathing in His presence, breathing out. Hallelujah. His praise. Amen. And according to 1 Corinthians 6:17, I know I quote this scripture a lot, but I just can't get enough of it. According to 1 Corinthians 6:17, we are one spirit with Him. He who is joined to the Lord has become one spirit with Him. And as a result, according to Romans 16:20, the God of peace, He's the God of peace. Remember, He's the one who Himself will sanctify us, set us apart, make us holy in every way. The God of peace will soon crush Satan. But listen to what it says, under your feet. I've always said, if you want to have victory, glory to God, over the devil, just put the word of God between you and him. You walk in the word, and he has to submit to that word, so he will always be under your feet. You'll always be over, and he will always be under. Amen. Hallelujah. Who knows that we are here to destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. So it's time, folks, to release that roar. The enemy needs to understand, we will not be intimidated. Hallelujah. We are not under pressure, we are over pressure. We are under the mighty hand of God. We are under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And that places us over everything else. We are sustained by the love of God, the peace of God, and the joy of the Lord that is our strength. All of these, they are the fruit of receiving and guarding His word in our spirit. His word of love, His word of peace, His word of joy, His spirit words. Hallelujah. Amen. Who knows, our soul very often will buckle under pressure, but our spirit is always over pressure. That's why we need to continuously live out of that resource, the deposit of life, that the flow of life that comes through our spirit. Amen. If you remember last time, I said that it's not only important that we believe in our hearts, but that we also confess with our mouths. In Romans 10:8-10, it says, but what does it say? Because we know all of the opposition, I believe, a lot of the opposition against us comes to silence us, to shut us up, to intimidate us, to not speak forth and proclaim and declare the fullness of all that God is and all that He has done and all that He has provided, not just for us, but for everybody. Hallelujah. Romans 10:8-10. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Remember, I spoke about last week, heart to mouth resuscitation will keep you alive. Hallelujah. Let what's in your heart, what you believe in your heart, come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Because God's word is powerful. As I said, God's word is a creative word. It's His word, and it's always been a creative word. And even in our mouths, it's still a creative word. Changes atmospheres, changes situations, circumstances, conditions. Everything has changed at the release of His word. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith speaks. You know, Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. You know, when we speak out what we believe, that's when we are releasing our righteous roar. You know, as I was meditating then in Ephesians chapter 2 just a while back, particularly from verse 4, I received, I believe, a very simple, but still a very powerful revelation. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Let me read these verses. But God, familiar verses, God who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. In Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, listen to this, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. What does it say? God's heart is to show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace we have been saved through faith. Remember the glory. The glory is here. Everything we could ever need has already been provided. Let me say it again. Everything that we could ever need has already been provided. But the revelation I received with this, as I said, it's a very simple, but I also believe a very powerful revelation. This is how I kind of heard it. Grace says it is yours. Faith says it is mine. Grace says, grace speaks to us, and grace says, it is yours. What is yours? Well, everything that you will ever need is yours. And faith responds, faith says, it is mine. Simple as that. Grace says, it is yours. Faith says, it is mine. Remember, when a lion roars, what he is communicating is, I am here. This is my territory. Get out of here. Grace says it is yours. Faith says it is mine. You know, for several years now, I've been calling for God's people to move from passive acceptance to active and aggressive expectancy in regard to exercising faith for the fulfillment of all of God's promises. Exercising faith for the appropriation of all of His provision for spirit and soul and body. Grace says it is yours. Faith says it is mine. Hallelujah. Come on. And the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit brings a manifestation of the glory that's already here. You see, when faith says it's mine, there's a release of the righteous roar that says to the enemy, that speaks to all doubt and unbelief and to anyone who would challenge it, I am here. This is my territory. This belongs to me. Get out of here. Oh, hallelujah. You know, with all of the fear that has still been stirred up over this COVID-19 business, all of the restrictions that have been set in place, many of which are just so obviously opposed to the commission that Jesus gave us as the church. You know, I don't believe there's ever been a time in recent history when we really need to be more stirred in our spirits and to boldly and unashamedly proclaim and declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about protesting against the dictates of government or moaning and complaining and all that sort of stuff. But I'm talking about releasing our testimony. Releasing a fresh testimony. Releasing that righteous roar at every opportunity. Grace said, it's yours. And faith said, it's mine. Come on. I needed freedom from fear and condemnation. Well, grace said it's yours, and faith said it's mine. So now I boldly and unashamedly testify that I am a child of God, that there is no place in my life anymore for fear and condemnation. I needed healing. I needed physical healing. Symptoms of sickness were manifesting, were showing up, were in my body, were banging on the door of my life. Grace said, healing is yours. It's yours. And faith said, whoa, it's mine. And so now I loudly and boldly and unashamedly testify that by Jesus' stripes I am healed. Hallelujah. Grace reminded me, it's yours. Faith said, oh yes, it's mine. I needed peace. Grace said, it's yours. And faith said, it's mine. And so I boldly and unashamedly testify that I have perfect shalom, where there is nothing missing and nothing broken. I needed joy. Well, grace said, it's yours. And faith said, it's mine. And so now I boldly and unashamedly testify that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I want to encourage you today, whatever you might need today, grace says, it's yours. Faith says, it's mine. Receive it now. Release your righteous roar. You know, folks, people have been robbed of what belongs to them for way too long. Grace says, it's yours. Faith says, it's mine. You know, I'm reminded of a song. A song we've been singing for many years, and so I'm going to play it over just a couple of times. I just feel not to go any further with this today. But I want us to allow the Holy Spirit to come, because the glory is here, and I'm going to say it to come and come to manifest in our midst and just bring, confirm this word and bring to pass that which has been laid up for us. Oh, hallelujah. That which has our name on it. Grace says it's yours. Faith says, thank you, Father, it's mine. Hallelujah. And let's play this song. Let it become your anthem today. Release your righteous roar. The glory is here. Grace says it's yours, and faith says it's mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the fullness of your provision. Thank you, Father, for your heart's desire to show the exceeding riches of your grace and your kindness towards us. And Christ Jesus, we receive it now. The glory is here. We receive it now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
The glory is here. The glory is here. Oh, the glory is here. Yes, God's glory.
Yes, God's glory.
I can sense His mighty presence.
I can sense His mighty presence.
in the very atmosphere. So whatever you may need, you just reach out.
You just reach out and receive
and say it's mine.
And say it's mine.
I take it now.
I take it now.
Don't forget about everything else and focus in on Him right now. Oh, the Lord. Yes, God's glory.
Yes, God's glory.
I can sense His mighty
presence. I can sense His mighty
presence in the very atmosphere. So whatever you may need. God's power is here. Oh, God's
power is here.
Yes, God's power.
Yes, God's power is here.
I can sense His mighty power.
I can sense
His mighty in the very atmosphere. Whatever you may need,
you just reach out and receive
and say,
and say,
I take it now. The glory is here, the glory is here. Oh, the glory is here. Yes, God's glory.
Yes, God's glory is here.
I can sense His mighty presence.
I can sense His mighty presence
in the very atmosphere. So whatever you may need,
whatever you may need,
you just reach out,
you just reach out and receive
and say it's mine,
and say it's mine.
I take it. Forget about everything else and focus in on Him right now. Oh, the glory is here. Yes, God's glory.
Yes, God's glory is here.
I can sense His mighty
presence. I can sense His mighty
presence in the very atmosphere. So whatever you may need,
I take it now.
power is here. Oh, God's power
is here.
Yes, God's power.
In the very atmosphere.
So whatever you need.